Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and time-appropriate 80s music lover, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can read at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog, Pump Up the Jam. They say you know you're getting older when you think the music is too loud. That's not true. I've always thought the music was too loud. When I was 18 years old and I went to my first nightclub, I was shocked by the stratospheric decibel levels. It felt as though the booming bass was reverberating through my DNA. Between the tsunami of sound and the flashing lights, I feared a stroke was imminent. Am I supposed to like this? I thought. I can't even hear myself think. How am I supposed to carry on a conversation? I wasn't, but I didn't know that. Like I said, I was 18 and clearly already a bit of a weirdo. But how am I supposed to know if I like a guy if I can't talk to him? I screamed over the pervasive din to my friend as we walked to the bathroom. Exactly. But you learn to live with it. You know that if you're going out to a nightclub, the music is going to be loud. If you can't deal, you don't go. I'm not sure, though, who made the executive decision that we need loud music to clothes shop by. But here we are. This doesn't happen in Talbot's, of course, but in the stores that cater to the young or those who wish they were, it's retail party time. It puts me in mind of the Margaret Smith joke, I returned a shirt to the store. It turns out that I didn't really like it, only the song that was playing when I bought it. I find it's the situations when you don't expect to hear loud music that it can become problematic and awaken your inner cranky curmudgeon. For example, inside the JetBlue terminal at JFK Airport. When I showed up for a 6 a.m. flight to Orlando, Florida, I was not prepared for the big 80s concert blaring through the state-of-the-art sound system. Don't get me wrong, I love 80s music, just not playing loud and proud at 5 o'clock in the goddamn morning. I'm old school. I've partied until the break of dawn, not from the break of dawn. Call me a fuddy-duddy, but I usually try not to pump up the jam until sundown. Boy George before noon is just wrong. And yes, I'm a diehard Prince fan, but not at O Dark 30. I was one Cyndi Lauper song away from taking a hostage. My true colors were going to make the 6 o'clock news. So I was looking forward to a little peace and quiet, which you don't always get on a cruise ship. I was on my way to perform on a 4-day Caribbean cruise. Not as glamorous as it sounds. Like a hotel, the walls on a cruise ship are paper thin, especially in the crew area. When someone in the cabin next to me sneezes, I feel compelled to say, God bless you. I could probably punch through the wall and hand them a tissue, but that seems a bit intrusive. On this trip, the crew member in the cabin next to me must have worked for JetBlue. Instead of 80s tunes, however, I was treated to a smorgasbord of percussive club music. Judging from the clarity, the gentleman must have had his Bose speakers facing the wall right at the head of my bed so I could catch every nuanced drum machine-generated beat. At around 2 a.m., I struggled with whether or not I should say something. The only thing worse in American culture than being old is appearing old. I wasn't looking forward to shuffling down the hallway, knocking on his door, and asking him to turn down his music like I was one of the parents from Footloose. But that's exactly what I did. And to my surprise, he was very sweet about it. He apologized, turned his music down, and had the good grace not to say, "You're welcome, Grandma." Given the cocoon of quiet that subsequently enveloped my cabin, I suspect the guy probably resorted to putting on his headphones. That, too, is worrisome. With generations of us abusing our ears with all sorts of auditory contraptions, I fear we are on track for some major long-term hearing loss. Consequently, it will be old people, not young, playing their music too loud, and future generations will be begging us to please turn it down. They'll have to shout to be heard over tears for fears. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma with music by Graydon Square. Please check out his work at graydonsquare.bandcamp.com. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.